President Biden is expected to meet Saudi Arabia's leader next month, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It's a shift. Biden had vowed to make Saudi Arabia a pariah for its human rights record. The U.S. Intelligence Committee believes the Crown Prince is one of those who ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post opinion writer. Here is then-candidate Biden in 2019 on Saudi Arabia.
I would make it very clear, we were not going to, in fact, sell more weapons to them. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are. There's very little social redeeming value of the in the present government in Saudi Arabia.
So, why the apparent shift? Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hey.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
A lot of political shifts are about alliances and economics. For the U.S., what's behind this one?
Realpolitik, right? And oil prices shooting up to where they are today. We just saw a headline today that oil tops $120 a barrel on Saudi pricing, squeezing the Asian countries. That has been Saudi Arabia's chip to play for decades, right? Its cost of production, of getting the stuff out of the ground, is less than $10. It can flood the market. It could come to the aid of allies like the United States and other Arab nations when there's a pinch in supply or something like, you know, another Gulf War issue. But Washington and Riyadh haven't been at such odds, though, I don't think, in memory.
Yeah. Well, okay. So then in Riyadh, for them to play this card, to pull this lever, what are the Saudi interests here? What's going on either in the inner halls of Riyadh or the inner mind of the Crown Prince? What do they want?
You know, I flash back to the spring of 2018, and a Google search of this would be fascinating because it's surreal to think right now. MBS on his tour of the United States, seeing Oprah, visiting Harvard, seeing the founders of Google, Bill Gates. I mean, you name it. He was received here like a rock star, wearing a blazer and jeans, taking a Starbucks. He had one job, kind of just to normalize and take things to the next level. But 6 months later, you hear about Jamal Khashoggi being disappeared and dismembered in Istanbul, Turkey. And our intelligence and various Western intelligence saying that would not have been possible without the fingerprints of MBS himself. And so that puts both parties in the United States in a bind. I mean, he has the oil, but he also has blood on his hands right now. And yet he has blood on his hands while oil is topping $120 a barrel. So can he play Israel as a chip? Can he kind of do an end run around Biden and the White House by saying, I'm going to continue with the Trump administration's momentum on normalizing at least trade ties between Israel and certain Arab countries?
Right. So what's being reported is the Saudis could gain control of two critical islands in the Red Sea. But what about Israel? What would Israel get? What's in its self-interest here?
Israel would get the imprimatur of potentially the most powerful player in the Arab Middle East outside of Egypt, right? I mean, it does have diplomatic and some trade ties with Egypt, but this would have been unthinkable. Kind of Saudi Arabia as the bed of Muslim pilgrims in Mecca and Medina. You know, we always know that there were back channels with intelligence and, you know, the United States has prodded them to do more together. But now you see the Saudis come out and say that polling among Saudis who are under 30 years old say that we would like to see a restoration, some sort of rapprochement with Israel. I think it points to the diminishment of the Palestinian issue as kind of a wedge between Israel and the Arab Middle East. And it also points to this idea that younger people don't have the same kind of institutional memory as the older people do about 1948 and various other things in the Middle East.
Very quickly, could this backfire politically on President Biden? Could he take a lot of heat at home?
He's going to take heat from the left flank of his party, the human rights wing. I mean, there is some unanimity in Washington over being tough on Saudi, but there's also unanimity in bringing down gas prices. And I know that's mercenary, but that's been our reality for the better part of 60 years.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you as always.
Thank you, Scott.